Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're continuing on in our The Guide series, and we're going to talk about sugar today, which is an important aspect when it comes to our overall health. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the podcast. Number one, probably the most beneficial thing you can do to help us grow the show, as well as to benefit yourself, is by either following or subscribing. And so whatever podcast player you're listening on, either go to the follow or the subscribe button and hit that button, because that's the most important way to make sure that you get our future episodes, as well as to ensure that other people who are looking for the information that we provide get our episodes as well. And if you would like to go the extra mile, I would also definitely appreciate a written review. And you can go ahead and scroll all the way down in Apple Podcasts and find the review section and leave a review there. I would definitely appreciate that. And if you leave a written review, meaning that you actually write out a review instead of just giving it a star rating, then I would like to send you a 9-week program that I just wrote for one of our clients. And in this 9-week program, you'll use a suspension trainer, which can be utilized at home. You can get a great workout in every single day in 15 minutes or less. And now with all that housekeeping being taken care of, let's get into the show. Now, as I've already mentioned, today we're talking about sugar. And just a word before we get started, because this does truly amaze me. I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation with somebody who is looking to lose some weight and get a little bit more of a toned physique. And so I ask them, okay, that's awesome. Those are some great goals. And now that you have those great goals, what is your plan in order to accomplish them? And they'll think for a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and they'll say one of two things. And one of the things that inevitably about one out of three people say is, I plan on cutting out sugar. And I just want to start off by saying that that's not really a plan. Because that same person will cut out sugar out of their diet, and then weeks later, they're going to wonder, why am I not seeing results? And when you think about cutting out sugar, think of it like this. Think of somebody who is overspending on their budget. They are bringing in, let's just say for easy math, $1,000 a month. They got some money in savings, so they're not going into debt, but they are depleting their savings account because they're bringing in $1,000 a month. And again, this is for easy math, because I hope that nobody's bringing in $1,000 a month, but they're bringing in $1,000 a month, but they're spending $1,300 a month. And so one day they're having a conversation with you and they tell you about this and they're like, you know what? I can see my savings account depleting and I've got to get my financial situation back under control. And so, of course, you ask them, you know what? That's a great goal. So how do you plan to go about accomplishing that goal so that you are building money in your savings instead of depleting your savings? And then that person answers you and they say, you know what? My plan is really simple. I'm just going to cut out Netflix. And of course, you think to yourself, well, yeah, you might cut out Netflix. What is that? $15, $16, $17 a month at this point. I'm not really sure, because I don't subscribe to Netflix, but it's somewhere in that range. And then you think to yourself, you know what? This person is spending less, but that's not going to make up the difference that's going to help them to build wealth. This person, when they tell you that plan, it becomes clear to you that they do not really have a clear-cut plan in order to accomplish their goal. And the same thing is true when you're looking to get a toned physique and to lose fat. And the same thing is true if you're only just going to remove sugar, because you're not accounting for any of the other calories. You're literally just totally guessing about any of the other calories, and you're just hoping for the best outcome, and you have no clear-cut idea about what a reasonable plan would look like in order to accomplish that outcome. And so first of all, before we dive into anything about sugar, just realizing the fact that cutting out sugar is not a real plan. And the reason why I thought it was important to bring that up at the beginning is because a lot of people perceive that as a plan. Now, I will say this, and as we go through this, it'll be clear why, but reducing sugar is likely going to be an important part of everybody's plan, even though in and of itself, it is not a plan. And so let's get into what's going on with sugar. Number one, sugar happens to be hidden in most things. This is why it has become a problem for most people. Now, in order to figure out why is sugar hidden in most things, we got to go back to the fat episode, right? Remember that there was a period of time where people were afraid to consume fats. And when you go into the grocery store, you can still see the remnants of that time with low fat options. Well, when they reduced the fat in all of these options, guess what? They became way less desirable because they didn't taste as good. And so what did the food manufacturers do? Well, in order to make it taste good again, because again, the fat was removed, and fat is delicious. And so when the fat was removed, they had to replace it with something in order to add flavor and make people buy their product. And that additive happened to be sugar. And so a reason why a lot of people do struggle with sugar today is because they really do not realize the volume in which they're consuming sugar. And this goes back to what I said at the beginning. Cutting out your sugar is not a real plan, especially because it's hidden in so many things. And if you're not carefully accounting for all your calories, then you're also not being educated on the fact that sugar is hidden in a lot of the things that you regularly consume. And so while you might eliminate ice cream or candy bars or those kinds of things, you are forgetting about the sugar that is hidden in all of your other foods. And while you're trying, you're attempting to reduce sugar. And honestly, that's probably a good thing. But a few weeks later, when you're disappointed and, well, why am I just not making progress? It's because you're not realizing that sugar is really hidden in a lot of things and adding to your overall calories. And so number one, in order to make steps in the right direction, it becomes necessary to identify where are those hidden sugars and how can I account for them and control for them. Second thing that's good to be aware of when it comes to sugar is that people that consume a lot of sugar seem to have increased appetites than people that don't. And one of the reasons that I believe that this is true is because sugar signals a dopamine response to the brain. And what that does for the brain is that dopamine is the promise of pleasure. And so when you're eating sugar, think about the last time you ate a bunch of sugar all at once. For example, my wife literally just brought home 2 bags of those Runtz clusters because one of her clients gave them to her. And so think about the last time you ate something like that. And whenever you reach into the bag and grab a few clusters and you put them in your mouth, immediately you're thinking about, and I'm going to give you a moment to process it, what are you thinking about as you put those first clusters in your mouth? The thing that you're likely thinking about is, how am I going to get more of these clusters in my mouth? And so when you think about that response, it becomes apparent how easy it is to overconsume when it comes to sugar. Now, that's not to say that sugar is bad. You should have sugar, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but you just need to be aware of the responses that your body does have to sugar so that you can make informed decisions about how much you're consuming. Number three, and this is something that a lot of people forget about as well, because this item is usually marketed as a health product, and that is juice. When it comes to juice, it becomes super easy to overconsume sugar because juice contains a lot of sugar. And when you think about the source of juice, the source of juice is fruit. And fruit is great to eat. There's absolutely nothing wrong with eating fruit. But think about what happens when you juice that fruit. When you juice that fruit, you're taking all of the fiber out of that fruit. And what are you getting as the end result? Well, you're getting something super delicious, but it is basically all of the sugar from that fruit without any of the fiber. So when we go back to and think about the fact that a lot of people who struggle with sugar intake tend to overeat in general, and fiber is the thing that's going to fill you up. It's the thing that's going to make you feel satisfied. And so you have all of the thing that's going to make you eat more without any of the thing that's going to make you eat less. Not that the goal is always to eat less, but you also don't want to continually be putting things in your body that encourage you to eat more, because it's a balance. It's always the balance between underconsumption and overconsumption. When we underconsume, we're in a dangerous range. And when we overconsume, we're in a dangerous range as well. And so we don't want to participate in any behaviors that encourage one extreme or the other. And lastly, this is not something that will surprise anybody, but I do want to let you know a little bit of information that will be super helpful in avoiding this outcome. And that is, those that continuously eat high sugar diets often develop diabetes, that diabetes is a symptom of overconsuming lots of sugar over a long period of time. And the surprising thing that you can do in order to help prevent this, if you do have a sweet tooth and you do enjoy consuming sugar, one of the things that you can do to kind of hedge against this is to build muscle. And the reason for this is, think about your body's response when you do eat sugar, and how is it that that leads to diabetes? Well, when you overconsume sugar, your insulin spikes. The reason that your insulin spikes is because the insulin is a signaling hormone that signals to your body that it needs to drive that sugar to cells. And it will drive that sugar to the liver and to the muscles to be stored as glycogen. And eventually, as you continue overconsuming sugar, there's just nowhere for the sugar to be driven. And so the body gets insulin, but there's nowhere to drive the sugar. And the more that this happens, the more insulin that your body produces to try to drive that sugar somewhere, but there's just nowhere to drive it. And eventually everything just breaks down. And so the key is, if you do want to hedge against this, how can I increase my body's capacity to store glycogen? Well, you can't really do anything about increasing the glycogen capacity of your liver. That kind of is what it is. But you can do something about increasing the glycogen capacity of your muscles by building your muscles and making them bigger. And the more muscle mass you have, kind of the more flexibility you have when it comes to sugar and the insulin response that it produces. And so while it might not be surprising that high sugar diets can sometimes lead to diabetes, it might be surprising that one of the ways that you can hedge against that is by building muscle. And lastly, I also wanted to tell you why it's important for you to have sugar, because again, I don't want to leave you with all these things, leaving you with the idea that you should totally avoid sugar and totally avoid anything that has hidden sugar, which kind of is basically going to be impossible. It's not that you can avoid eating anything and everything, it's that you just need to be educated on what things have the most hidden sugar and how can I account and plan for those things. So I don't want to leave you with the idea that, man, I can't eat anything because it all has hidden sugar and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not the case, because sugar should be consumed in moderate amounts, especially if you're strength training, especially if you are a high performance athlete, and maybe not even a high performance athlete, but you are somebody who is active, because sugar does provide you with energy. Now, there was a person or a group of people, not really sure which. I know one person that was connected with this theory, but there was this theory that, hey, after a workout, you should like have a handful of gummy bears. And I don't really think that that's a great idea, but I do remember that there was this time that I was on a hike, and this was a pretty long hike. I was hiking a mountain and I was on my way back down the mountain, and I reached this point where I just felt horrible. And I mentioned that to somebody else that I was hiking with. I said, man, I just feel horrible. I feel like I have no energy. I feel like I just can't make it back down this mountain. And that person just happened to have an apple with them, and they gave me that apple, and I ate the apple, and man, like 5 minutes later, I felt awesome and I went all the way down that mountain without any issues. And so there is a place for sugar, but maybe not handfuls of gummy bears, maybe fruits and other foods that have sugars in their naturally occurring state. Now, I hope that was helpful for you in understanding sugar, its role that it plays, and the forms in which you should eat it. Feel free to have fruits and other sugars in their naturally occurring state. Now, with all that being said, put some honey in your tea or something and have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.